Amen. Praise the Lord for that special tonight. What a blessing that was as well. If you have your Bibles with you, go ahead and look with me to the book of Genesis in chapter 12. Genesis in chapter 12. Now, normally on Wednesday nights we're in a Bible study, we're just beginning. Just started last Wednesday night on the life of Joshua, and what a tremendous blessing it is. We just barely got into it to give some of the credentials on what would qualify Joshua to lead the nation of Israel into the promised land. And so we studied some of that last Wednesday night. Next Wednesday we'll get back into it. But the month of June here at the church is our Faith Promise Missions Emphasis Month. And all through the month of June we have missionaries coming in that we're looking to possibly take on for support. And we just present the missions through the month of June, and then through the month of July, we give you an opportunity to get your faith promises in. And so all that is taken care of. So tonight we're going to be going over some of that and presenting some missionary families to take on for support. And so we're looking forward to being able to do that as a church and a missions budget here. And we'll get into that in just a few minutes here, and it shouldn't take that long. But tonight, what we're looking to do here is why missions? Why missions? Why should we give to reach people around the world that we don't know and that we'll more than likely never communicate with on this earth? Why do we do that? Why do we sacrifice and not only give tithes, but we give above the tithe, and we give offerings, which goes toward the faith promise, supporting missionaries and missions work around the world? Just why do we do that as a church? And I think it's very important that we understand that. I trust that if you've been here through most of the month of June, then you've heard some good messages on missions, on a faith promise, and all the different things that go along with that. But faith promise, in order to understand faith promise, we have to understand God and understand the Creator God having a purpose and a plan for every dispensation of time, every generation of humanity. God has had a purpose and a plan. And we go back and we understand that God created humanity and put them on planet Earth. And after a while, when they were going a wrong direction, we find that God destroyed the earth, and He destroyed humanity with the flood, and only He saved Noah. And after He saved Noah and his family, then we find the Bible gives us a record of that and understanding what was taking place. And as the population grew in the New World, we find that God did something here in Genesis in chapter 12 that we need to look at, because this is going to help us to understand why we give and sacrifice to give to reach people around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe it begins right here in Genesis chapter 12. And so if you'll stand with me, we're going to be reading verse 1 down to verse 3. Looking at this Abrahamic covenant to start with. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, it says this: Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, would be the nation of Israel. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Look at verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And this is for every dispensation of time since Abraham to this 21st century. God doesn't change his mind. And what God says here to Abraham, in thee shall all families of the earth, not just the chosen few, amen, not just one nationality of people, but all families of the earth be blessed. Let's pray. Father, we bow before you tonight. Love you. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us. And we thank you for the opportunity to just to give to you, not only through tithes, but through offerings and through faith promise. As you have revealed, the most biblical way to support missions is this idea of faith promise. As you supply and we by faith give, and we see the work of Christ continue and the great commission to go out and to reach the world. And what a blessing it is. And so tonight I pray that right before we present these new missionaries to their church to take on for support, I pray that you would bless this message and this thought and this idea that you've given to us on why we have such a task ahead of us. Now bless now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God called out Abraham. There's no doubt about that. You studied the Old Testament, we know that the nation he was talking about would be the nation of Israel. And he was to establish a people who would represent him to the world. Now, his idea, the idea of the Abrahamic covenant, was just not focused on Abraham and on even the nation of Israel. But we find the very focus of God was on all humanity. It was on all the families of the earth. And he called out a people to represent him. And when the world would receive that representation and would want to be a blessing to Israel, want to be a blessing and want to have the very same God, then God would be and could be a blessing to them. So to establish a people who would represent him to the world, that would be all families. That's been God's focus. God's focus is on all people of the whole world. He destroyed the world because all humanity turned away from God, and their thoughts and their hearts were only evil continually. And that was not what God had created humanity to be and to be to him. And he destroyed humanity. And I believe that's recorded so that we might understand that. But he saved Noah because he was a righteous man. He still looked to God. And from that we find that population on the earth grew until this point when God would call out Abraham and give specific instructions to humanity and have a people that the whole world could look to be able to find the testimony of an almighty creator God. God is holy. And as a holy God, he wanted to raise up a holy people, which would be Israel. And that's why he gave them such a law to live by, because they were to represent God, this holy God, to the rest of the world. And so in every area of their lives, God says, I have a purpose and a plan for every area of your life, everything you do, from what you eat to how you dress, because I want the world to see me through you. Yeah. A holy God, and as he's a holy God, he judges the world according to righteousness. Before he ever called out the nation of Israel, he revealed he judges the world according to righteousness. And his judgment is harsh. He destroyed the world. According to righteousness, if we look at the book of Proverbs in chapter 14, I love this passage of Scripture because this reveals the mind of God. The mind of God doesn't change. The mind of God's the same today as it always has been. And if we look here in Proverbs in chapter 14, and the main verse I want you to see here is found in verse 34, which very familiar passage of Scripture, very familiar proverb, when it says, righteousness exalteth a nation. That was the example of Israel. When they were righteous, there was no other nation that could stand before them. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Not just to the children of God, but around the world, all humanity, all families of the earth. If you look back up to verse 26 and verse 27, it says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. In the fear of the Lord, if you fear God, if you honor God, you honor righteousness, you honor his word and his ways, In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. And then verse 34 puts it all together when he says, "And righteousness exalteth the nation." It's true today. It's been true in every dispensation of time. Righteousness according to God's righteousness exalteth the nation. But sin according to what God says is sin is a reproach to any people. Well, after we find the testimony of Israel throughout the Old Testament and all the prophecies that were given through the prophets that God would send to prophesy to the children of Israel and also future prophecies that are found in the Old Testament, we find that God sent his own son, not changing his mind, having the very same mindset he had when he called out Abraham. Israel was to represent God to the world. Well, God would have, that was to prepare humanity for, if you will, Christianity. For if you look at Galatians in chapter 4 with me, I'm telling you, this is why we have missions. Hopefully you're going to understand this, but the main thing is God doesn't change his mind, is he is aware of all families of the earth. And God wants to bless all families of the earth, and he can bless them if they turn to righteousness. Book of Galatians, chapter 4, and verse 4, it says this, when the fullness of the time was come, can I tell you that God was very much aware of eternity, past, present, and future, when he called Abraham out, and he gave that promise that in him all families of the earth would be blessed. Amen. He was aware of eternity. He was aware that at the right time, he's going to send his son. And Jesus Christ would establish Christianity. He would establish his church. And with his church, establish Christianity to represent Christ, which is representing God. So that all families of the earth could be blessed. But they would have to see an example of God. They would have to see an example of righteousness in order for them to have that blessing, because it's righteousness which exalts a nation, a people. Well, Jesus came as Israel's Messiah, the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. He fulfilled the Old Testament, but he would be the Savior of all mankind. God would have John write, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Whosoever, that's every family of the earth in every generation and dispensation of time, can have the blessings of God. God hadn't changed his mind. God's heart, his mind has been the same. We learn much from the Old Testament in understanding who God is and how righteous a God he is, how holy a God he is, and how much he despises sin and the judgments of God upon sin. Hadn't changed. But he sent his only begotten Son to be a blessing to all families of the earth, to reveal holiness and righteousness and godliness, to know what we have to do to have God's blessings. Jews and Gentiles. New Testament church age. Jesus would prepare his apostles and establish his church for this dispensation of the New Testament church age, which has been going on now for some 2,000 years. And God's mind has not changed on what purpose he has for the church, for this church age. The purpose he had in establishing the church 2,000 years ago is his same purpose that we have today in this 21st century. So that we could represent God to the world and all families of the earth could find blessings Matthew chapter 16. I hope it's coming together for you. I hope it's all, if you didn't have it come together yet on why we have faith promise missions and why we are looking to give sacrificially to be able to support people that we'll never meet this side of heaven, more than likely we'll never communicate with, we'll never see, but there is a purpose. If you look back to, again, Matthew chapter 16, now Christ has come some 2,000 years ago. The Word of God has not changed. God is still the same God with the same heart for humanity, same mindset He had then. Matthew chapter 16, the Bible says in verse 15, Jesus, as He came, now He's preparing His apostles to be able to take what He would establish and move it forward, and that would be the church. And so He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" They would have to know who He is. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee." You didn't get that from man. You didn't get that from your own personal philosophy of life. "But my Father which is in heaven." Because you got it right. And you're receiving this from an almighty God who has a purpose for your life now, Peter. "And I say it also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." There's no doubt this church age, this New Testament church age, Jesus Christ established it while He was here. He established His church for His purpose. And that purpose hadn't changed. Acts in chapter 1. After the resurrection, before He would ascend into heaven, He would meet with these apostles. Now that they know beyond the shadow of doubt that He is the Messiah, there was some confusion and there was some Satan tried to block out of their minds the fact that He was the Messiah. After the resurrection and He meets with them, there is no doubt now. They will all lay down their lives for this cause of the New Testament church. They will all be dedicated and willing to sacrifice whatever they are called upon to sacrifice to keep this work of the church going forward. In Acts in chapter 1 and verse 1 it says, "And the former treaties that I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which He was taken up, after that He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen." Now they're looking at Him as truly the Messiah, the resurrected Savior who established the church, and He's given them final instructions on what they were to do in moving His church forward. "To whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs." There's no doubt they understood Him to be being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, the ways of God, the purpose of God, no doubt, the design of the New Testament church. The Bible was completed and the commission had been given and is to be passed on to every generation. During the apostolic age, a lot of the transitional period of time, the Spirit of God now would come and He would dwell within the very hearts of humanity, all who would receive Jesus Christ. They would be sealed into that day of redemption. The Word of God was completed. So when that which is perfect is come, that which was in part will be done away with. No need for speaking in tongues today because we had the completion, the final authority that God has given to us in this Bible right here. I don't need somebody else to say, talk in a language I can't understand to understand what God's saying to me because I have it written down. There are no new revelations from God today. Now, it might be new to you, but this Bible is complete. There's nothing new. Amen? It's in the Bible. If it's true, if it's from God, it's already been written down. Amen. So we just have to have faith to believe it and to study it and receive it and apply it to our lives and live it, because God wants your life to count. He wants people to see Him through you, so that all the families in Indianapolis and Indiana, United States of America, and all around the world could be blessed by Christianity, by the example of how to live according to the life of Christ. Yeah. Wow. We were given that great commission. And of course, that's what we hold on to, because that is good throughout this entire church age. Though Christ calls His church home. In Matthew 28, verse 18, He says, Jesus came and spake unto them, and this is right before He would ascend as well, all power is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach every man, woman, and child what the Bible says, what God says a person has to do to be saved. That's what that verse teach there means. It's talking about the gospel. It's talking about what God says that a person has to do to have the blessings of God and have eternal life. Baptizing them. Once they get saved, then you need to have the church to do what God's called the church to do, what Jesus Christ established His church to do. Two ordinances that He gave the church is the Lord's Supper and baptism. Without the church, you can't have either one. But when you have a biblical church, and a biblical church can do what Christ has established as an ordinance for the church, a biblical church can truly give out God's communion and remember Him. And a biblical church then has the authority to baptize converts, those that have been saved. And we're to continue to do this throughout this New Testament church age. And so when you baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, so that there's no question about the Trinity of God. We're reminded of the Trinity of God every time we have a baptism, and the local New Testament church, a true biblical church, having the doctrines of Christ, is revealing to the congregation every time we have a baptism God's design in reaching the world. Amen. And then teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I or Jesus Christ have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. To the end of the world, or for the church, is until He calls the church home, the rapture. So the Bible is completed. Jesus established His church. He has now given the direction to the apostles. And after the apostolic age, then disciples were scattered all over the earth, establishing New Testament churches. With this Bible, with the words of God. 2 Timothy, and we're done. Look at 2 Timothy with me. 2 Timothy chapter 2. As this was now being done, we find that Paul, as he wrote to Timothy, we're studying that in Sunday morning Sunday school in the pastoral epistles here, in 2 Timothy here in chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, it says this: Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, make sure that what I've taught you, it comes from Christ, comes from the Word of God. But the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same. Don't water it down. Don't take away. Don't add to. The same. First century church, the same. Second century church, the same. All the way to the 21st century church, the same. The same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Pass it on to every generation. The question is, 2017 Lighthouse Baptist Church membership, are we doing our part? Yeah. For some 2,000 years, our fathers and our grandfathers and our on and on and on have done their part. That's why we're still here. Some 2,000 years, the church is just continuing to disciple other church members to take over the next generation and the next generation. Yeah. This could be the last. And even so, come Lord Jesus. But if it's not the last, we must pass it on. Mom and Dad, you got to pass it on. Don't get caught up in the world, and don't let your kids get caught up in the world and the philosophies of the world today. Listen to me. You're a chosen generation. And you're going to give account, especially with the information you have tonight. We have to pass it on. Raise them right. Raise them to know. Every child needs to be taught that there is a God. And He's holy, and He's righteous, and He blesses righteousness, and He judges sin. Every child needs to be raised that way. Amen. Nurture and admonition of the Lord. Every child needs to understand the importance of the church. Not for a place to go to just have fun and have parties and have social events. No, that's not what the reason the church was established. That's not why people have shed their blood, the martyrs that have given their life to carry on the gospel ministry. Not for just entertainment. Not for social events. So all families of the earth can be blessed by God. And the only way they're going to be blessed by God is through righteousness. Yeah. Every child needs to be taught the importance of the church and what the church is here to do. Church is here to teach you the Word of God. Don't apologize for what the Bible teaches. Holiness, righteousness, modesty. On and on and on. Every doctrine that we have in the Bible, don't apologize for that. You tell your children, you raise your children to know that there's a holy God. Amen. And the reason that we do what we do. Every child needs to be taught to tithe to God's church. And every child needs to be taught to give missions. Amen. It's a part of righteousness in the eyes of a Creator God. And if we are going to have His blessings, if any families of the earth are going to have His blessings, they need to do it this way. This righteousness exalteth a nation. Amen. I give every head bowed, every eye closed. Before we go into our business meeting tonight, I trust if it hadn't sunk in through the message tonight, it's sunk in. God has a purpose for Lighthouse Baptist Church. He has a purpose for you and your family. And it's the same purpose that every other generation has had for the church age. Righteousness. Pass it on. Pass it on. Praise God for His church and His blessings. Not going to have a musical invitation. Right now is an invitation. Always have an invitation, opportunity to respond to what God spoke to you about. If you need to come right now, don't wait for the music to play. Just get up out of your pew, come to this altar. Maybe commit to righteousness. Commit to your family. To righteousness, whatever it might be. Anyone else? Heavenly Father, we bow before you tonight. We love you. Thank you, Father, for just meeting with us tonight. What a blessing it's been, as always, as we assemble ourselves together and sense your presence here. And I pray for this message tonight, Lord, that you would help each one here to let it soak in and understand. God, give us the understanding that we have, that's there to be found in the Scriptures as to why we do what we do, especially when it comes to faith promise missions. Now bless in our business meeting here to follow, in Jesus' name.